Let's take a brief moment to practice these concepts. At WDTD, we have a really handy four-panel procedure where a dual pole 1 hour is on the upper left, an MRMS 1 hour is on the lower left, with METARs overlaid. This makes quick comparison between them very easy. In this example, the METAR came in at 753Z. So we made sure that our QPE times match 753Z as close as possible. Now let's look at the P group. How many inches fell? We see that 1.61 inches fell. If we look at dual pole, it says 1.5 to 1.8 inches fell, so it's doing pretty well. Meanwhile, MRMS says 2.22 inches fell, which is much higher than our observation. Using this information moving forward in the event, you may lean towards using dual pole since you have higher confidence that its QPE totals may be more indicative of what's happening at the ground. A quick note. There's a handy little METAR precip overlay available in the OBS menu. This can be helpful to quickly identify METARs that have worthwhile precip totals. We recommend something like this in your procedure, where you have the overlay on one panel and the full METAR on the other. We still need the full METAR because 1, we still need to see the time the data came in, and 2, sometimes the overlay can be wrong, like when a special comes in. Here's an example of that.